Scotland.
Right, now, after all this quite harsh stuff, all these revelations about Joe Mad Moose Wiley and being horrible to my mum, let's have some good news, shall we? We have a mini random act of kindness for you. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Scott.
Now, got your email.
Brilliant.
Why not tell me what happened?
Well, I was coming along on the M62 from Liverpool back to Lincolnshire, happy as you like, listening to the radio, listening to Zane Lowe, when something strange came into my ears.
What, so there's a weird noise?
A very strange noise, yes. So,
What kind of noise?
Well, it was a bit of a thuddy noise. And I thought, well, if it's Zane...
How does that go again? Right.
Something like that.
And it wasn't Zane?
Apparently not.
Right.
I switched my radio off and it was still there. I was a bit scared, didn't know what was going on, so I pulled over. As I got out, I heard this whoosh noise. Oh my lord, what is whooshing? I got down on my knees and there it is. A big rip in my tyre and this tyre slowly going down. Oh,
rabbits.
Crikey. What do I do?
You're on your own, were you?
I was on my own, yep. On my own. I've never, ever changed the tyre before in my life. So, oh, crikey. I looked at my phone. The battery was dying. And it was getting quite late. So I was just past Leeds and I had another hour and a half to go and it was...
Were you a bit scared?
I was. I just have no idea what to do. It was getting dark and I just didn't know what to do. A little man comes down by the side of my car in its high visibility jacket and he offers me help.
And what was his name?
His name was Barry. Barry Henson, I think it was.
Who was this bloke?
A lorry driver. And it turns out that he saw me stop and he got off the motorway, went back a junction, came back on again just to see if I was okay.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I didn't realise anyone did that sort of thing these days.
So let me just recap this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Random lorry driver saw you as quite a scared, lonely woman on a motorway as it's getting dark.
Yep.
And then gets off the motorway,
mm-hmm.
turns round and goes back a junction just to help you.
Indeed, that's exactly what he did.
That is so cool.
It's very nice too.
Just because like all the stuff you hear about in the news these days, it's quite good to know that there are still people like that around.
Definitely.
And you had no idea who this man was at all?
Not a clue.
Right. Well, I can tell you who he is. I know you know his name's Barry.
Yes.
But from what you said on your email,
mm-hmm.
we've managed to track him down.
No, really?
It took about 70 phone calls, but we've managed to find him.
Oh, my God.
And here he is now. Say hi to Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Hello there.
I'm very, very grateful that you stopped.
That's all right. No problem. I've got three daughters of my own, and I hope anybody is to, you know, see them in the trouble. It's not the same.
I mean, Holly was really relieved that you'd stopped off, so she just wants to say thank you, really.
I never knew people like you existed still, Barry.
So, Barry, what crossed your mind when you stopped to help Holly?
Well, she was right near the junction, and it was very dangerous. It was windy and cold and that. She stood there, she's phoning up, and I thought, well, I'll see if I can help her. You know, she's got a flat tyre. So I turned around and went back and parked my lorry so, she won't get hit. That's it, but, you know, when you've got daughters of your own, you think about it, don't you?
I think it's great. You're a good bloke, Barry.
Thanks very much.
We need more people like you in the world. Listen, Barry.
Yeah?
I'm going to sort you out with something now. I'm going to pay for a meal out for you.
Oh,
and whoever you want to take. Your wife or something?
Yeah, please.
And I'm going to send you a big bottle of champagne as well, Barry.
Thank you very much.
Just to say thanks.
Yeah, and I'm glad the young lady got home all right and everything's okay.
No worries. Thanks, Barry. Thanks, Holly.
One Scott Mills. Radio 1.